WXLK HD. Rono.
Good morning, it's your K92 morning thing. It's Antoine Terrell, it's Monica Brooks, and it's...
Hello, Friday. I've been waiting for you for a long time.
It's Friday again. It's Friday.
Good morning, Monica.
Good morning. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yes, today is St. Patrick's Day. We're going to talk a lot about it today. Now, St. Patrick's Day is weird. Very similar to... Well, any holiday that doesn't fall on a weekend where you have to celebrate it before.
Yeah, yeah.
So even this morning as I was getting dressed, as I was thinking about the day, I'm like, oh, yeah. Today is the day that I actually celebrated last weekend.
Uh-huh.
So what am I supposed to do?
Wear your green.
Today.
I don't see any green.
There's green in my shoes.
Oh, well, I don't have.
Hold on. I'm gonna show you. I'm going to take my shoe off.
Okay. Take your shoe off.
I almost just caught a crap just doing that.
Okay, yeah. That's a little hint of green right there.
A little hint of green.
I'll tell you a little hint.
That whole bottom is green. There's green there. There's green.
A little touch of green.
Half of the shoe is green. Where's your green at?
Exactly. So happy St. Patty's. Happy birthday to my Ava.
Nope. Yeah, that's what you better switch it to. Now, how old did Ava turn today?
15. Yeah. And you know, I still do the thing where, you know, you submit the pictures to Channel 7 for the birthdays and anniversary. You know how they do that every year? I still do that.
I've heard about that. I didn't realize that was still a thing.
I always have. With both kids, every year I submit their picture in. So Ava Rose pops up on WDBJ.
Who are you doing that for?
So that the kids can watch and be like, hold on, wait for your name to be called. They used to enjoy it. Ava, well, not so much anymore.
So back to my original question. Who are you doing that for? If you know that Ava doesn't enjoy it, why are you still doing it?
Well, she's older, you know, so, but Hendrix, I still do it because you know what? It's mommy. Mommy enjoys it.
And see, you're one of those parents.
I am. I've been doing it the entire time.
You're a parent that does something because you enjoy it. Even though your kid or kids, but in this case, just Ava doesn't enjoy it.
I like to sit together and I'm like, here we go. Birthdays, anniversaries. And they're just like, okay, here mommy goes.
Exactly.
I submitted your picture. Oh, look at my baby.
That's torture. Now, if you're forcing that down, I can only imagine the random purchase that you recently made.
My random purchase you're going to help me with, right? Okay, so off air, what did I say I was going to order?
We have so many conversations.
Okay,
I have no clue what you're talking about.
I ordered a plant stand.
And remember, we talk about this.
This was like the other day because I asked you to help me with it. I got to put it together.
Oh, you asked me to help you build something.
Yeah. See, you tuned me out. That's just rude.
Oh,
that's
hell
just
to
so
the
rude.
Yes.
I don't remember.
That plant stand. I was like, you know what I need? I need a plant stand in my house.
Uh-huh.
And it came in yesterday.
So you did buy it.
I did buy it.
And now you have to put it together.
And I got to put it together. So you're going to help me put it together?
I promise you I won't.
That's nice.
I would rather your plant die than me spend any time putting that together with you. What kind of plant are you going to put in it?
I don't know.
Will it be real or fake?
A mix. I think you can do a mix.
A half real, half fake plant?
Yeah.
Or multiple plants?
Multiple plants.
Okay, yes.
Multiple. So it's going to be a nice tree stand or whatever. Life ruined. I mean, I imagine a lot of people probably said, you know, got married. My life was ruined after that.
Okay.
But this man was really, his life was turned upside down. So life shattered after he discovers that his wife of 6 years is his sister.
Yeah, my life would be
life
ruined as well.
Shattered. And the thing is, together 6 years, two kids together.
Wow.
Yeah, she ends up in the hospital. She needs a kidney. And he's like, of course, it's my wife. I got her.
I'm gonna hook her with a kidney.
They're going to see if they're a match. Well, they start running the tests, and they said, you're a match, but it's abnormally high, like the percentage.
Like it's too perfect of a match.
Something's going on here. And of course, the guy, he was adopted, closed adoption, so he didn't know anything about his biological parents. And with his wife, I guess, you know, she was part of that couple.
Yes.
And they just linked up and... That's unfortunate.
Why don't we add another step to marriages? So,
like
for example, when you get married, you have to go get a marriage license.
Uh-huh.
A lot of religions, you have to do marriage counseling, et cetera, et cetera.
Yep.
There should be a mandatory DNA test.
Oof.
There should be a mandatory DNA test just to make sure. Very simple, not super intrusive. Just a mandatory DNA test to see if you're related to your partner.
I'm actually okay with that. Ava, when she gets older and she decides that she wants to date and get married.
It better be somebody outside of Virginia.
She has to have testing done because she has the alpha thalassemia trait, which is like a sickle cell trait. And
yes.
So she has to make sure that her partner, he doesn't have a certain blood type. So, yeah. So,
in case you get infected with his blood or
in case like they have kids, there's a higher risk of disabilities and different things like that it can happen with.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, and complications.
See?
So she has to have testing done.
I think a mandatory DNA test from now on, before a couple can get married, and that's paid by the government. They don't pay themselves, paid by the government, just to make sure you're not dating your sister cousin, or in Ava's case, you're doing the healthiest thing for your future children. Yeah, text in 52353, name it down. How do you feel about a mandatory DNA test before you marry your spouse?
Do you want to be just a little smarter than your friends? Yay! It's time for K92's Random Facts of the Day.
It's your K92 morning thing. Antoine Terrell, Monica Brooks on this St. Patrick's Day.
Mm-hmm.
So our Random Facts of the Day will have something to do with St. Patrick's Day, Ireland, et cetera. We got to lean into it.
Yes.
We got to lean into it. So the most, not most, there are many Irish Americans in Massachusetts, but the most Irish state in the United States is actually New Hampshire. At least as far as percentages go, 20% of the people in New Hampshire have Irish and ancestry.
Okay.
Ancestry.
Okay.
Ancestry. Yes. Yeah. Massachusetts is second at 20%. And Hawaii is dead last at just 4.3%.
Okay, I mean, my Irish DNA flows through.
How Irish are you?
I believe I'm 2%.
Yeah, okay.
2 or 3% Irish.
Like your pinky toe?
Yeah.
All right. there is a reason for the shamrocks.
Mm-hmm.
According to Irish legend, St. Patrick used a three-leaf plant, not to be confused with the four-leaf clover, as a metaphor for the Holy Trinity when he was first introducing Christianity to Ireland.
Oh.
So that's the real reason for the shamrocks that's on your shirt. Not the four leaf.
Oh, yeah, but the three leaf.
The three leaf plant.
Okay.
So when you have it on your shirt and there's a leprechaun drinking alcohol out of it, it's not what the Lord wanted.
Were you ever like that child hunting for the four leaf?
No. Nah.
You weren't doing that?
If I saw one, I'd pick it up and give it away, but I never went out my way to find one.
Oh, I guess I was just bored.
I think so. and last but not least, St. Patrick's Day could have been called St. Maywin's Day. Legend has it St. Patrick wasn't originally named Patrick. His birth name was Maywin Suckett.
No.
Or maybe Sukkot.
Okay, either way.
S-U-C-C-A-T.
Either way, we're going to stick with St. Patrick's Day.
But he changed it to Patricius after becoming a priest. But his birth name, according to legend, was Maywin.
You know what?
St. Maywin's Day.
St. Maywin.
Do we like that better than Patrick? We don't.
No,
not really.
Money saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thing has the Scoopla.
And we want to get the shout out going right now.
Yes.
Because we have a special shout out. You got to lead with it.
Uh-huh.
So let's shout out a wonderful student from W.E. Cundiff, Miss Mia Dominguez.
Okay, Mia. Hey, happy Friday.
Now, the text message, Monica, it says she loves fashion.
Oh, she does.
Do you think Mia dresses better than you do?
Yes.
You think so?
I mean, are you looking at me today? My free t-shirt?
I can only see you.
I mean, I like this shirt.
I can see your free t-shirt. I can't see that.
Yeah. I mean, it's all right. And my bandana and stuff. So, yeah. I guarantee you that Mia's walking into school looking sharp.
And
on point.
I mean this as sweet as possible,
Monica. It's not going to be sweet at all.
You look like you're in the process of getting ready for work or your day or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Like this is what you start your day in, like t-shirt. Like, you might run to the store.
I don't look like I showered and I actually walked into work like
this,
right?
You look clean.
I hope so. I smell good.
You look clean, just not dressed. But anyway, shout out to Mia. Hope you have a great day, Mia. And feel free to always call to say hey, because if we're friends, you should call and say hey. Our phone number is 540-774-9236. But today is also World Sleep Day.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to talk about sleep a little bit.
Yeah, and when we talk about sleep, think about what you're wearing to bed.
Your
Some
jammies.
People go to bed naked. You know, there's a few people that do that.
There was a time in my life.
You were a naked sleeper?
Butt naked.
In college?
Yeah.
Your roommates felt like a little uncomfortable?
not when I shared a room. Not when I shared a door.
That was Antoine. Oh, you were something else. Okay. But anyway, they say, you know, because when do you wash your night clothes? Like whatever you sleep in at night, your pajamas, your t-shirt, your underwear, how often do you wash them?
All right, well, full disclosure, I sleep in just basketball shorts now, so I wash that with the regular
laundry. Basketball shorts?
Yeah, so I can't play along with this one. Go ahead.
Okay, all right, well, Experts say that you need to wash your pajamas every 3 days. They said, think about it. We shed more than 30,000 skin cells per hour. So those things get nasty. You sleep in them at night.
That's true.
So you got to wash them. They said, but every three to four days, wash your clothes, your night clothes.
And you sweat in the middle of the night. Sweating. Like you get warm and
it's gross. Whenever you hear skin flakes, you're like, nah, I don't want it. I don't want that.
So disgusting. Yeah. Some other sleep facts for you. 42% of Americans prefer to sleep on their side. 18% are back sleepers, and 17% sleep on their stomach. I'm in that 17%.
Yeah, I like the stomach. Sometimes my head is in the pillow. I'm okay. I have a little hole where I can breathe.
a little danger in your life. Only 1 in 10 people wake up feeling refreshed every morning.
Only 1?
Yeah, it ain't me.
Text in if you're the one. What is the secret?
So we can say mean things about you. And last but not least, on average, people say they need to sleep with 3 pillows. 3 pillows is how many people say they need to sleep with.
Okay, I need 2. That's all, you know.
I need 1, and it can't even be too fluffy.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't want too high up. Your neck get a little cramped up.
Because I'm on my stomach. Uh-huh. And I don't want to hurt myself. But if you are that one person who wakes up feeling refreshed, text in name and town to 52353.
What's going on with you?
And be prepared for us to hate you.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top 3, number 3.
I am so glad that I don't suffer from road rage, Monica. Your K92 Morning Thang here. But in the event that I did, there's a new trend that I can get behind.
Uh-oh.
So young people are supposedly ditching the bird, you know, flipping somebody the middle finger, and giving drivers a thumbs down instead. And they claim it's more effective. And I agree.
It is.
I agree. They say that flipping someone off is so aggressive. So when you do it, their natural reaction is to get defensive and think you're the jerk because you're flipping them off.
Uh-huh.
But if you give them a thumbs down, that keeps the focus on them and lets them know that they did something wrong.
It's like, you failed. Like, oh my gosh, what did I do? Yeah.
And I probably shouldn't put this out here because there are people like Monica in the world that would use this against me. But if you were to ever give me a thumbs down, I will never forget about it. What? I would never forget.
I had someone give me the heart. And I was like, what was that? You know, they gave me like a little heart. And Ava said, Mommy, he just gave you a heart. Is he, you know, for letting him go across the street. I didn't know what he was doing. I was like, what are you doing? What kind of gang sign is, you know. So anyway.
I'm Team American Heart Association.
What? Number 2.
Okay, I'm talking a lot about sleep. I must be tired. But anyway, so scientists are saying that if you have a pet, it's taking a toll on your sleep.
Science.
They said they noticed that people that have dogs and cats, they have sleep disorders. They studied folks and they said they studied their snoring and how they would sleep and their positioning and how much they would twist, you know, toss and turn. But they said if you have a cat, you're more likely to experience leg jerks while sleeping.
Yeah, because you're so used to kicking that cat off the bed. That's why you got leg jerks. You're like, get off his bed.
The same with the dogs because they're just snuggled up and you don't really get that great night's sleep.
I know I'm in the minority, but I just don't think pets belong in a bed.
Oh.
I'm okay if you put them on the couch or your futon, whatever. I do not believe that pets belong in a bed. I'm in the minority. Don't kill me for it, but yeah, they got a bed for a reason. It's not yours.
Number 1.
All right, so a few more things about St. Patrick's Day because it is today. So we have a few traditions, and we're going to talk about that real quick. So wearing green, the tradition of wearing green.
Yes.
The whole wear your green or risk getting pinched, that came from America, not Ireland. And going beyond that, St. Patrick himself was originally associated with the color blue.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm wearing blue and I got some green today.
Yes, you are. You're doing it up.
Shout out to my saint. Drinking beer, especially green beer, that became... St. Patrick's Day wasn't even allowed in Ireland until 1970s. Like drinking on that day. So that came from New York City.
Okay, it was us.
Yeah, not them. Doing it. Eating corned beef and cabbage? Nope, it's an American thing.
Oh.
In Ireland, it's more common to eat lamb, ham, or bacon instead of corned beef.
I like that.
They have better food over there. Yeah. And last but not least, St. Patrick himself. While it's true, St. Patrick is the primary patron saint of Ireland, he was actually British.
Dun, dun. Well, dang.
We just screwed this whole holiday up. And it's more religious in Ireland. We over here getting drunk
party.
with some bagpipes.
Helpful life tips. And then there's Miss Monica, maybe helping one person. It's time for Fang Hacks on K92.
And out of curiosity, Monica, what is your thing hack about to be about?
Well, we were talking earlier about people that wake up ready to go, right?
Yes.
And they feel refreshed when they wake up. And we had one texter, Rennie, who says that she is that person. She wakes up feeling good and she knows the secret. Well, I think that I have the solution, Rennie.
So
I'm going to help you wake up.
So you have figured out your solution in the past 30 minutes.
No, I already had this. No, but I know that it just so happens it ties in okay. with Rennie.
Well, no, because I was saying we talked about it earlier, and you were saying that you didn't know when we talked about it earlier.
But I do. I feel like now really thinking about what I'm going to bring to the table, it will help you.
Okay, sounds good. Mm-hmm. All right, well, my thing hack going to help you with anxiety. If you are somebody who suffers from anxiety.
A lot of people do.
A lot of people do. And so in the moment when your heart is racing, mm-hmm. you can't catch your breath, et cetera, what a scientist says, you should blow on your thumb with your mouth closed. Once you do that the back, so like you put your thumb up in front of your mouth.
Okay.
And then you just blow on it. So you need to blow on the entire thumb.
Okay.
When you do that, it stimulates the vagus nerve.
Okay.
Enough for it to send a message to your brain to cool down. There's a nerve right there. No, on the back.
Oh,
there you go.
Okay.
And it tells your brain to cool down. To relax. It makes your heart rate slower and you're breathing more even, which are both cues to tell your brain that you are calm.
I will say if I see someone doing this in public, you know, blowing their thumb in public, I will be like, okay, are they just trying to suck their thumb? Are they trying? What's going on there?
You don't have to hold it as close to your mouth.
What? Wait, no, I want to hold it close.
Like, you can just do it like here. Like, it's like, I say a solid 8 inches from your mouth. It doesn't have to be.
I have it right up on my mouth.
Like you're trying to kiss your thumb. All right, but Monica, how can people wake up feeling more refreshed?
You need a wake-up picture.
A wake-up picture?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, a wake-up picture as in something you wake up and you pop up out of your bed and you look straight ahead or you look over to your dresser or whatever you have around. What's the first thing you look at when you wake up?
Oh, you're asking me?
Yeah, I'm asking you.
My phone to turn off the alarm.
Okay, well, you need a picture of, like, money. Like, that's the first thing to wake you up, get you going, and get your thoughts rolling, or if it's coffee, or just a picture of something that really lights you up.
Okay.
Lights a fire under your butt.
So what would be your picture that you would wake up and see?
It would be money and coffee. So I need somebody just like...
You just need money and coffee in front of you. All right, well, Rennie, she texted in, or they texted in to 52353 saying that their secret is to stop snoozing those alarm clocks and telling yourself that you need 10 more minutes. You actually start a new REM cycle when you do that. And then when you wake up again, you feel even more tired because you woke up between your REM sleep, which is why a majority of people wake up feeling exhausted.
Okay, but you don't use a snooze, right?
No, I never use that.
Okay. I set like 15 alarms and then...
No, if I won't get back to sleep. If I have multiple alarms, I won't get back to sleep. So if you're feeling anxious, blow on your thumb. If you need to wake up early in the morning, get a picture of money and coffee.
Hey, feeling good.
We're feeling good here at the K92 Morning Thing, and so are you. April in Roanoke texted in to 52353. She's feeling good because her hardworking 16-year-old son has the entire weekend off to spend with her. Maybe 16, but he'll always be my baby. Love you, Christian, and I am so proud of you.
Aww.
Do we think Christian is as excited?
I think he is.
I think so.
Yeah.
They like to hang out. They probably watch movies and play games and stuff.
There's nothing wrong with that. That's awesome.
Sarah in Christiansburg, she didn't say it, but it's implied. She's feeling good because she listened to me. Listened to Antoine.
Of course you're going to say,
and stopped using the snooze button very recently because the snooze button is stupid.
Oh,
and
wow.
And you need to get out of the bed and stop being lazy.
Sarah, why you have to text that in? Why you have to say that? Girl.
I absolutely love it. Now, keep texting in, name and town, why you're feeling good, or call in 540-774-9236. I'm feeling good, well, partially because of this.
Oh, goodness.
But
too early for that.
To be specific, the Virginia Tech women's basketball team. Now, I give them applause because they are the number one seed, or one of the number one seeds, in their March Madness bracket in the NCAA Women's Tournament.
Okay.
And they play their first game as a number one seed today at 5:30. And so just super excited. They won the ACC tournament for the first time in Virginia Tech women's basketball history. Uh-huh. And now they're the number one seed. They're killing it.
Congrats.
So shout out to them.
Yes.
And I may go to the game tonight. I haven't decided yet.
Okay. You're going to show support.
It's going to be a long day.
Uh-huh. Basketball's everywhere.
Yes.
It's even in my life. Like, actually in my life, because guess what? I'm feeling good about.
What are you feeling good about?
I filled out my bracket.
You did a bracket
this year. I did a basketball bracket. I don't know what I did. I don't really know what I'm looking at, but I picked teams.
All right.
And something happened.
Do you have the bracket in front of you right now?
Shoot, I barely know how to pull it up on ESPN. Let's see. Yeah, could you ask me what? How did my bracket look?
Yeah, I was just wondering how many games you would get right or who you have for the national champion.
Look, you know what? I'm going to hand you my phone because you can find it on here.
Oh,
don't
Lord.
Scroll.
Trust me, I'm not going to scroll. I do not. All right.
Okay, so you see my ESPN account.
All right, this is what we're going to do. We're going to allow people to call in 540-774-9236 or text in 52353, name and town, why you're feeling good. And during the song, we're going to figure out what Monica's bracket looks like.
Yes, please do that.
Because it's too much going on at one time.
Hey, feeling good.
You're texting in 52353, name and town, or calling in to 540-774-9236 to let us know why you're feeling good heading into the weekend.
Yeah, and I'm no longer feeling good.
Well, because we talked, Monica's feeling good because she finally did an NCAA men's tournament bracket.
And
this is the first time you've ever done this, correct?
Yeah, well, in the past I've done it, but I usually had assistance with it. I'm like, you know.
So somebody else did it on your account.
Pretty much.
It's pretty much what happened. Well, this is the first time Monica did one herself. So during the break, I looked through her phone to figure out exactly who she picked. And Monica picked the University of California, Santa Barbara.
I don't like what your face is doing right now.
To win the national championship.
I hope something great happens. I hope that it's just like a miracle. And one of my teams pulls through and it's, you know, they think about a Netflix movie based on it.
Monica also has them playing Montana State in the Final Four.
That laugh right there.
She has some university. I couldn't even tell you where this university is. It's called Fairleigh Dickinson.
Hey, shout out to Fairleigh Dickinson.
The Elite Eight. What state is Fairleigh Dickinson University in?
It's Nebraska.
Yeah, I have no clue, but that's Monica's bracket. Shout out to this person who texted in to 52353. Feeling good about Highland Park Elementary School's Odyssey of the Mind competition going down this weekend.
Oh,
Hawks.
Go Hawks.
I don't even know what that is. Odyssey of the
Mind.
We
had that in school, elementary school, yeah.
It seems like something smart and something
I see the mind.
That I would learn at the planetarium. We also have Heidi on the phone. Good morning, Heidi.
Good morning.
All right, Heidi, who or what are you saying? Or not who or what. Why are you feeling good heading into the weekend?
I am feeling great about my weekend because I broke my toe weeks ago. I was carrying a cabinet while wearing flip-flops and it was just a freak injury kind of thing. But anyway, my toe is feeling 100% better. So I'm going downtown to wear my green, drink, and dance, live my best life.
Good for you.
I'm a little nervous, though. I'm going to be honest.
Be careful on that toe.
On that toe, there's going to be people around because I think Martin's is having something this weekend, tonight.
A lot of people. Someone step on your toe.
Please be safe out there, Heidi.
I will. I promise. I'll watch my toe.
Thank you so much for calling in. We also need to give a shout out. Bailey from Lynchburg. All right. We have to be careful with this one. She's feeling good. I'm excited for this weekend because my best friend is getting engaged. I just called her to make sure she was not listening to find out because she doesn't know she's obviously getting proposed to. But I'm like, that was risky.
That was really risky right there.
We had to read it because you texted.
I'm glad she's really excited. Oh my gosh.
I know. So
playing with fire with that.
If you are best friends with Bailey from Lynchburg, congratulations. Not sure how I feel knowing that all these employees had secret code words for customers.
Yep.
Makes me feel some type of way and insecure, Monica.
You should, because there's somebody that wrote on a chart. Here comes Antoine. Let's give him a name right now.
Yeah, exactly. Well, in healthcare, text in to 52353. You're letting us know the secret words or terms that you had at work. Well, somebody in healthcare said it's not the biggest secret, but we had a phrase called frequent flyers.
Oh, yeah, so
those are people that visited
all the time.
The
here
doctor's
they come.
Office all the time.
Like, yeah.
Here comes Charles, frequent flyer. Let's see another one, which I'm still trying to understand. It says, we would announce a code W over the intercom when someone was big on saying, whoo-whoo.
Yeah.
I worked at a travel center. The intercom would announce to the restaurant and the shop as well.
Okay. Woo, woo.
I'm not sure why we're woo, woo.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. But, I mean, I worked in the restaurant industry for a while. And we always had the here you go. Like, it was, we had four pieces of silverware. And we would hand, like, you know, you roll your silverware.
Correct.
So I would hand a waitress four sets of silverware. I'm like, here you go. That was automatic sign of you. It's your turn with the table. The unruly table.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
right,
so there was like
go.
A table
pass
of
along.
Four, and we all knew that table.
Oh, the woo-woo was when someone attractive came in. So over the intercom, when somebody hot came in, they'd be like, code W, code W, code W.
Gotcha.
All right, that all works.
Right, all right.
I worked at the information desk at Squire Student Center at Virginia Tech, and we would have a code word for map.
Oh.
M-A-P. So if I went over the walkie-talkie and I said, we got a code map, we got a code map, that means it's probably parents' weekend or there's some adult coming in that's not familiar with the school.
Oh.
That's going to really need some help. Like you could tell, like, oh, this is so, this wasn't here when I was here. One of those kinds of people.
Yeah.
So, yeah. There's a list of things that flight attendants would say.
Okay, want to hear them.
So some of them, they have gate lights. They were referred to some travelers as gate lights. Those are the groups of passengers that gather around the boarding area before the flight.
Mm-hmm.
Crew juice, leftover booze, and mixers, almost like a bar mat shot. They have Philip, people I'd like to punch.
Philip, that's good to know.
If they refer to you as a Philip, you are somebody they like to punch. They have B.O.B., best on board. So you want to be a Bob.
All right.
You want to be a Bob, not a Philip.
Not a Philip.
Uh-huh. Raft assistant, fit and could be second in command on a raft or very good looking.
Hmm.
So if they call you the raft assistant.
I think that's too much. That doesn't sound cute either.
Well, it's like, somebody that you want on a raft. Well, you don't want it to be too cute because then they know. It has to be unattractive.
What, woot woot?
You have to be a woot
woot. K92, Miss Monica's Hot List. Number 3.
Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott, they have officially changed their son's name from Wolf Jocks to Ari Webster.
Ari Webster, and it's spelled A-I-R-E.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
I do too. You know, my name was supposed to be changed. My mom wanted my name to be Betty Jean or Georgetta or Johnetta, so.
And they,
or Rebecca.
I'm glad they made the change. Well, Rebecca wouldn't have been too bad, but the other ones, you'd have aged out. Or actually, I take it back. You would have had to age into them old names.
Shout out to all the Betty Jeans out there.
Are they? Are
I don't
they
know.
Listening?
I don't know.
Put your hair in there, Betty Jean.
Number 2.
So Blake Shelton, he's leaving The Voice. So, you know, with his departure, he decided to have Carson Daly, who's the host of The Voice, his son, sub in and just ask some questions and interview Blake.
So little Carson Daly.
Little Carson Daly is asking Blake Shelton about his father and what his father does on the show.
Let's see how adorable this sounds.
He knows a little bit of information about each contestant and go out there and act like he knows what he's talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Kind of like you do with this show.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
He always tells me, fake it till you make it.
Right. You're nailing it.
Yeah, that's what you've done in the past.
A lot of faking it until you make it.
Oh, goodness.
Number 1.
Now, this is great news. So Taylor Swift, she's kicking off her tour, right? So if you're trying to purchase those tickets, they're expensive.
Yes, they are.
They said the price range started at $300 to $5,000 in some cases. Well, they said this is great news because the prices are starting to drop as low as $164 before fees.
I would be annoyed.
What?
I would be annoyed if I paid those expensive prices and now all of a sudden they're dropping. I knew I could have. I sat on my computer for 12 hours and I paid $75,000 to see Taylor.
Who do you write into? Who do you write to?
I don't know. Mrs. Swift. This is Antoine Terrell. I am the anti-hero.
K92 morning thing blows your mind.
Monica is somebody who spends a lot of time in the gym.
I do.
So I'm curious on if you would try this new workout trend that's going around. So there's a trend on social media where gym bros, you know, the dudes and they're all jacked up with the tank tops and stuff. They're eating dog food for the protein.
Okay, well, it depends on the brand.
All right, so one of them is a fitness influencer named Henry Clarissy. He tried a bowl of Kibbles and Bits oven-roasted beef with spring vegetables and apple flavors.
You know what? But some of those dog food, cat food commercials, you'll be watching and you'll be like, ooh, that looks all right. And then they'll cut to a little cat licking the plate.
Well, I mean, they say some of these dog food companies say it's good enough for humans. So is that something you would be willing to try, like after a workout, to get the extra protein? Would you?
I would try depending on the brand. I need to know all the ingredients. If it has a little hint of random animal or dirt or whatever. I would be open to it.
I tried dog food one time here on the K92 morning thing. Yeah. My mother has still not forgiven me for it, so I could never.
But it was like a bacon. It was like jerky, right? Wasn't it beef jerky, kind of?
I don't know what it was. I don't remember.
It was a bacon strip.
My mother was not happy about it. It was not a bacon strip. No, it was a spoonful of something. Oh. But we need to pay more attention to Family Feud.
Yes, we do. Because there's a clip circulating of a Family Feud contestant.
Mm. You need to pay more attention to the answers that people give. So here is a Family Feud clip right here.
Tell me, talk to 100 married people. What's the biggest mistake you made at your wedding?
Honey, I love you, but said I do. Oh! Not my mistake. Not my mistake. I love my wife.
I love my wife. So that voice right there, that's Timothy Blefnick. Blefnick, I probably said his name wrong, but oh well, because he's accused of murder.
And in case you couldn't hear the clip altogether, the category was things that you regret at your wedding. Mm-hmm. And his answer was saying I do. And now, Monica, you said he's up for murder?
Yes, he has been arrested and he has been accused of murdering his wife. A terrible, awful situation. But yeah, he was on Family Feud 3 years ago and that was his answer. So now that clip right there has been circulating online, going viral because is very unfortunate.
There's no way you give that answer at Family Feud unless you are actually regretting your marriage.
And you can just look in his face. Like, if you watch the video, pull it up for yourself and look at him. Yeah, he did it.
Yeah, we got to keep an eye on this one because this is this is going to be a Netflix documentary.
Antoine's Binge Watch Weekend.
Oh, it's the weekend, Monica.
Yes.
And so because of that, we have to have some things to watch this weekend because
I know
we can't just watch basketball the entire time.
Who wants to watch that? Squeaky, squeak, 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 squeak.
That would be me.
It's raining outside. Your shoes already going to be wet, squeaking into every building you walk into. Squeak.
Okay, first off, this is not your soapbox to hate on my NCAA tournament because your bracket stinks. All right. But in case you don't want to watch the regular basketball game, I'm going to give you a few things to watch this weekend to pass over time, whether you want to go to the movie theater or you want to watch something with the kids.
Okay.
So first up, even though Monica's over basketball, there is a new movie on Disney Plus. It's called Chang Can Dunk. Chang Can Dunk. Mm-hmm. So this is a really cute movie. It's for kids.
Okay.
But you can watch it with your family. Chang Can Dunk follows Chang, a 16-year-old Asian-American high school student in the marching band.
He
bets the school basketball star that he can dunk by the end of football season because he goes viral trying to dunk and he falls and he's embarrassed, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
So his goal is to learn how to dunk a basketball by the end of football season, before basketball season starts. And he hires this coach to teach him how to dunk, and he goes viral each day.
All right, I'm not mad at it.
It feels good.
You said he started out in the marching band. You know, shout out to everyone in the marching band. Hello. So
that's
I'm okay
what got
with
your
that.
Attention.
Yes, yes.
All right, well, that's Chang Can Dunk. That's on Disney Plus. On Apple TV Plus, Ted Lasso Season 3.
Ted Lasso
is back. Now, I don't know if they did this with Season 1 or Season 2. Because I caught them after they were popular.
Uh-huh.
But they're only doing one episode a week of Ted Lasso Season 3. Just to give you a heads
up.
Come
on.
Watch the first episode. The first episode.
Take your time.
Absolutely amazing. But they're dropping new episodes every Wednesday.
Oh, man.
Every Wednesday.
You have to create your own commercial break. You got to pause it and say commercial and get up.
You got to save it. I guess that's an option too. And then last but not least, we have a brand new superhero movie. It's in the movie theater right now. It's called Shazam Fury of the Gods. It's a Shazam sequel, super fun, cute DC movie. So that's the Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman universe.
Yes. Okay. And I did see the trailer for it. It does look good.
It's like a great, fun. Yeah. It's also a family-friendly superhero movie.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So to run them down again, we have Chang Can Dunk. That's on Disney Plus. On Apple TV Plus, we have Ted Lasso Season 3. But just a reminder, you can only watch one episode at a time. And then we have at the movie theater, Shazam Fury of the Gods. If you want more information or to check out the trailers, visit our website, K92Radio.com.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.